Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. The Lord Jesus, he desires you to believe, to trust in him with all your heart, to remove all that stands in the way, to sit at his feet, and to recognize anew that your life is in his hands. Today, right now, not tomorrow, not after the miracle is complete, not once the illness has passed, not after the pandemic has left, but today, in this real and present moment, to trust him that he will see you through. Trust that the Lord, who is capable of raising a dead man back to life, is also perfectly capable of handling whatever plagues you. Pandemics are no match for him. Illness and disease do not deter him. Death cannot daunt him or the one who believes in him. Jesus Christ reigns over your future as he has reigned over your past, and he reigns over you right now in this present and real moment. Those who believe in him stand in moments like this, in days like this, in hope. A sure and certain hope that Jesus Christ is in control. And he will deal kindly with you and give you precisely what you need when you need it. For faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Or as St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Right now, in this present moment, in the middle of all that plagues you, smack dab in all the commotion, in the very midst of all the turmoil, even in the very grips of death, Jesus is looking for it. He presses for it. He seeks it. He asks. He looks for faith in him. He presses the heart to believe in him in each and every storm and in each and every moment, day after day after day, today. Watch him go to Mary and to Martha. See him seek for such a priceless treasure. Behold his pressing desire. Martha, do you believe? Before he raises Lazarus back to life, before he overcomes the grave, before the stone is rolled away and the dead man comes walking back out of the grave where he had laid for 4 days, right now, in the very midst of death and commotion, in the midst of sorrow and fear, Martha, do you believe? Watch him go to his disciples, to Peter and John, to James and Andrew, who are standing in fear at the very thought of going back to Jerusalem. Lord, they will kill you there. Don't go back. Yet the Lord presses on with what he is seeking. Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. And watch him go to the tomb and see how he deals kindly with his timid followers, his fearful and weeping children, how he prays and weeps along with them, his heart moved with compassion for his weak children. All they see is death, but he is not deterred. Take away the stone. They press him. Lord, By this time, there will be an odor. He has been dead for 4 days. But nothing can shake the one who established the earth and laid the foundations of its seas. He continues to seek and to press and to ask, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Watch him go to the Father. Hear his prayer for those who stand around the tomb that day. "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." The Lord Jesus Christ desires you right now to believe. Now, there were three different kinds of people standing in the crowd that day. There were those who believed, for Martha had already confessed, "Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who is coming into the world." These are the ones who hear Christ's words and hang on his promises. Then there were those who did not believe. These were the ones who mocked him, saying, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" These are the ones who have rejected the Lord and do not believe his word. But there was a third kind of person there that day. There was the one who was dead. Lazarus, a dead man who does not believe, nor does he mock. He does not weep. He does not do anything but rot and smell. And watch the Lord go to that dead man, Lazarus. He cannot ask him, "Do you believe?" He had no breath to answer, so he does not ask. He cannot press his heart, for his heart had been tampered down into the pangs of death for 4 days, so he does not press. He cannot seek for faith in one who is lifeless, so he does not seek. Here at the tomb of a dead man, we see a very different encounter unfold. Jesus is not met with praise or with mockery. He's not met with belief or unbelief, but only death. Nothing more, nothing less. The enemy, which he had come to put under his feet. For he is the one who has said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out." Jesus Christ needs nothing from you. No more than what Lazarus could have done or shown him in that very real and present moment. For a dead man is capable of nothing. And so are you. Incapable of doing anything on your own. You cannot overcome. You cannot fight and prevail over that which has imprisoned you, over that which has plagued you. You can't even live. You can't even believe on your own. You can do nothing but rot and smell just like Lazarus until the Lord Jesus comes and speaks his life-giving word. Everything hangs on him. Everything hangs on his life-giving word. The future, the past, and this very real and present moment. Today, right now, Oh, and this is where the devil loves to come and play tricks on God's faithful people, the Mary and the Marthas in the crowd, tempting them to believe that it was their lack of faith that led to the death of their loved one. The devil tempts, "If only you had more faith, your brother would not have died. Your brother would be healed." As if God needs you. As if God is dependent on you to act. It's in these moments of despair where the devil loves to hurl the faithful downward, filling your heart with the fear that you are incapable, that your faith is insufficient. And in these very real and present moments, invite Satan to the tomb of Lazarus with you and say to him, "You are right, devil, in saying that I am incapable. Just as my dear friend Lazarus lies, so I do too on my own. For my sin and my worries and my fears have consumed me. I can do nothing. But the Lord Jesus is ever sure, ever certain. He is ever capable of saving a dead man like me. For he has purchased and won me by the blood of his cross, and in his life-giving word, I hope. It's not my weak and insufficient faith that saves, but the one in whom I trust, Jesus Christ, perfect, capable, ever loving and gracious to me." And so we see Jesus come to Lazarus, just as he comes to you today with his life-giving word for one thing and one thing only: for you to live, for you to believe. In this moment today, right now, see how kindly he deals with you, how he prays and he weeps along with you. He stands in the very midst of all your commotion to show you that he is the giver of life. He's the bread of life. He's the water that springs up to everlasting life. He is your life, and the length of your days are held in his almighty hand. And that if he rules over death, how much more does he rule over everything else? Your sin, this pandemic, the power of the devil. All Lazarus needs and all you need is his life-giving word. "Lord, only say the word and my servant will be healed." Pick up your mat. Walk home. Your sins are forgiven. As he says to the waters, "Be still." Be clean to the leper. "It is finished." "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and his feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews who were there with Mary and had seen what he did believed in him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.